The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe, on the radio 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Here it is. Yeah, we had a little glitch in the computer, but I'm going right on the air. We're ready to tackle this morning. I love that you're with us. I had such a great day yesterday, and it's so great to be able to open up the mic and talk to you, especially when I see the shenanigans that are going on with the Democratic debate. I couldn't even bring myself to watch it. I just watched the highlights in the morning, and it's so boring compared to the president in Wisconsin last night, you know. And again, an objective comment, please, okay? I'm watching this thing. I'm supposed to support, you, not anybody else. I'm watching and trying to understand and be objective on the Democratic side, but it was just so boring and so awful and going back and forth. And they were just, and Wolf Blitzer, of course, did a good job. But really, I mean, it was just, this is the best that they have. And this, by the way, is why Nancy Pelosi today is handing over two articles of what? Impeachment, right? Which is nothing. It's a nothing burger, and she's got nothing. So they go, let's impeach this president, because look at that. That's the lineup in the Democrats. That's the best they can do. I mean, really? Hey, James Rosen on the show. Very excited to tell you that. James Rosen is just a great journalist. We'll chat with James about the Iran tensions and how he wrote a great article, how Spiro Agnew paved the way for Donald Trump. That only comes out of the mind of James. You want to hear what James has to say about that, clearly. And General Flynn takes back his guilty plea. Hello, about time. Joe Borelli's on the show. Jeff Van Drew. Jeff is the Republican congressman from New Jersey's 2nd District. And, you know, he's now a Republican, and he was a Democrat. He switched. He's got the big rally down there in Wildwood. We'll talk to Jeff Van Drew. Good guy. You know, a good guy. You know, notice they put him on when he was a Democrat, right? I mean, I'm trying to be as objective as I can. We had Jeff on when he was a Democrat, and I went, yes, this is the guy. This is a good guy. I said common sense guy. I said on national TV, this is a good common sense guy. Here he switches parties because he knows he just wants to help the people down there in the 2nd District of New Jersey. We'll be chatting about that. Also chatting about Governor Murphy's state of the state last night. You know, I just don't know how much more they could tax. You know, people by the droves are leaving New Jersey. And I had this chat yesterday with somebody about some nice areas that live in New Jersey. He goes, everybody's leaving town now. I heard that the house prices in certain towns have dropped dramatically because people are leaving the state because they don't want to deal with the taxes. So rather than, you know, with this whole SALT situation, you know, the governor has a chance to really, if he doesn't like the administration in Washington, he could come up with some initiatives like cut spending, like creating manufacturing jobs in the stressed areas, just anything, you know, to create the revenue, But they don't. They keep jacking up the tolls at the Port Authority, and then they want a millionaire's tax now, which says, oh, millionaire, well, they can afford it. It's the wrong approach. It's just they just rob from the rich, give to the poor. How much more can you do that without just turning it to Venezuela? You can't take a broad, progressive, socialist approach. And that's what Governor Murphy is doing. By the way, one of the nicest guys, honestly, you'll ever meet, Governor Phil Murphy. Great guy. You know, so I'm not saying anything personally about the guy. I'm just saying, and it's not so much Governor Murphy, it's Andrew Cuomo, who I've known a very, very long time. And with respect to Andrew as a person, I know, don't get excited. But I'm just saying politically, they want what's happening. Gavin Newsom in California, they take this. It's like they have a book that they follow that is progressive socialist. And then they try to implement that locally into Jersey, into New York, into California. And look what's happening. Just look, it's you. When I see New York now, and I saw, you know, I was driving up the West Side Highway. I'll tell you, I had a great day yesterday. I'll tell you about it in a second. And then there was like some guy, and, you know, in those little cars, there's always little cars with the muffler that's too big, you know, and which shows me that the car has no engine at all, which, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? If you got to like make a lot of noise, it shows me, you know, you don't have much substance within the car. So one of those cars, I go, oh, you know, and you hear that, oh, man, please. And that is just, I don't know why people do that. Because as soon as I see a car like that, I mean, it means he's got to be loud because he's got nothing else. So, and right, recklessly driving on the West Side Highway, and the car was one of those that tinted windows. Look at me now. I'm criminally profiling. I'm not saying, and you know, I'm not profiling in any way. I don't know who was in the car, who was driving the car, but going lane to lane, back and forth, you know, speeding up, stopping. And I just looked in my rearview mirror, and you know what I did? I just pulled over. I pulled to the right. I got out of the way because this guy is a problem. I remember that stuff happening. A crazy driver like that, I'm telling you. You know what? Now, if the police pull him over and he goes before a judge, he's right back on the road, you know, within an hour. This is the problem. There's no consequence for people like that. I can tell you right now, I will criminally profile in my amateur way because the cops are the guy, he was doing something wrong. I'm just telling you. I took a shot. There's some, but now I'm saying, when you put this progressive socialist agenda into the states like that, and it's not even the Democrats. This is beyond the Democrats. The Democrats have lost control of the party. I like Democrats. I have liberal friends who are Democrats. I understand them, you know. But this progressive, very, very radical, social, you know, leftist in a Marxist way agenda. It's like there's no consequence for anybody. Boom. You know what? You're going to get people like that on the road. People walking down the street. They're emboldened to now attack you on the street because they'll be right back on the street. And then I watched the debate. And I tell you right now, I love you enough to say, if I was watching the Democratic debate and there was somebody that stepped out and said, and I said, wow, that, you know what? That person, there's nobody. Bernie and Elizabeth Warren going back and forth. It wasn't embarrassing. It was just like, this is the best we have in the United States of America. You know, so, and I know they feel that about those of us who support Donald Trump. And I understand that, but look at the record. You have to look at the record. That's what I say when people get upset with the demeanor or the tenor of the president. I say, excuse me, let's put that aside because that's part of the package. But the real core of the package is all that is being done in this country with this president. And I don't see anybody on the left coming through. So now they have to do this broad socialist agenda. And man, oh man, you and I got to stay on our game not to let that creep into our home states of Jersey and New York. And yes, California, if you're listening. Joseph Connor is a co-author of the book Shattered Lives. He is the co-founder of We Win America. And we're gonna talk to Joseph Connor about the killing of the Soleimani, that Iranian general. Ronica Cleary is our buddy. She's president of Cleary Strategies. Great gal. We're going to talk about the debate. Ronica watched the debate, so she'll have a good take on that. And then Michael Goodwin is with us too, senior political columnist for the New York Post. You know, he's a great guy and a great journalist as well. Look at this, James Rosen and Michael Goodwin in the same show. Come on, what are we, nothing? That's Frankie Five Bros. We appreciate Frank putting together a great show for you. So I got to tell you. So yesterday, I got to tell you what I saw. So sometimes we go and we visit potential sponsors. You know, just to say hi, or sponsors who have signed up. So Laura, one of our sales chiefs, said, Joe, we want to go to Dello Russo, the I folks. Remember, we talked about it on the air with the guys. So I go, all right, sure, I'll go up. Where are we going? We go up to Bergen Field in Jersey. You know, that's why I drove up the West Side Highway. And I had the best time. I am so excited, and we'll be telling you about how you can get LASIK on your eyes, you can get your eyes examined, how you can need glasses, that it's one-stop shopping. I'll tell you all of that. You'll hear me tell you about it. And so I met Stephanie Dello Russo. She's the mom. She's the wife of Dr. Joe Dello Russo. Talk about being proud to be an Italian American. Stephanie walked us through. She could not have been more hospitable. Walked us through, showed us everything. This is one stop shopping, and I'll tell you about it when we start talking about it. You know, when they come on the air. But then I sat. What was great is they said, Joe, let's look at your eyes. Look at me. Look at me. Let's look at your eyes, Joe. I go, oh, I'm going to get examined? Sure. So it's just me and the famous Dr. Joe Dello Russo. And everybody knows that's a legendary name, and especially in LASIK surgeries and that sort of thing. But I don't get my eye examined. I started asking Joe, how did you start, man? I said, how did you start? Doc, tell me how you, the greatest story. I love these stories about the strength of the country. Is in somebody like Joseph Dello Russo, how he came, how he was in Manhattan. He was by, like, in Hell's Kitchen, brought up in Hell's Kitchen. And you know, as we go on, we'll talk about it. I'd love to have the doctor, the good doctor on the show. Great story. And it's all of our stories. It's all of our family stories. Hell's Kitchen, and then he ends up going to school, you know, in the Bronx. He goes to NYU, which was then uptown. And then he went to, the ophthalmology, and he learned about that, and he worked in an emergency room, and then they said, we'll go to Jersey, because there's a need for us in Jersey. They came over to Jersey, man, and it's a great story. It reminded me so much of what my grandfather did when he came to Italy. Now, Joe's, the Dello Russo grandparents, like mine, came over to Italy. But if that's not the country, right there. And so a big shout out to the Dello Russos, and we'll tell you all about them as we move on. What a beautiful family. But it's the story of all of us, and it's why I stand so, or sit, as I'm speaking to you now, so patriotic about this country when I think about, you know, my family, my father struggling. And here, Dr. Dello Russo went to school early on as an Italian-American. That was not easy because everybody was picking on the Italians back then. My father, too. I credit my dad for going to law school back then, right? In the 1930s, man, when the Italians, and then when Mussolini started up, oh, my gosh, it was even worse for the Italian. And my Uncle Ben, to be a chemical engineer, to get in there and having to change his name to work with the companies, you know, the American companies. So it's an Italian American thing for me, and I salute the Dello Russos for that. But it's ethnicity everywhere. It's the foundation of the United States of America. And when you start giving stuff away for free, and you start saying, well, we'll give you free legal advice, and you could just come into the country, and you don't have to, and you have no standard to set. Or if somebody does something wrong, you have no consequence to set. And you could just go and just open up the borders, open up, break tape. You know what? You rob something and it's under $1,000. You can go back on the street. Then we got a problem. Then you're taking away everything that you and I have believed in. Everything that folks like Dr. Dello Russo, like my father, like my grandfather worked for. And that's what makes me worry. And that's why I always stand so patriotic when I come before the microphone. And that's why it's so important. This next election is a vital election that you and I have to stay on our game. And by the way, my eyes, I got to tell you, my eyes, look at me, my eyes. I thought for sure, well, I'm going to get the LASIK. Go ahead. Give it to me, doc. What do I got? He goes, I have great vision. I do not need any surgery. At my age, they say, well, we could see at your age, it's what happens is you start to get the cataract thing. He goes, but there's nothing that we can do. He goes, you're not, the way the doc said, you're not sick enough for us to fix anything, Joe. I said, really? I could see because he did the eye chart. I'm going bang, 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 C, B, Q, L, you know, like that. So I was very, very pleased. So just reading glasses. So I was very, very, very happy. So not so bad. So for a while there, I thought I would need some glasses. So I'll just use the big font when I'm doing a speech, you know, on the prompter. Can you make that font bigger, please? The Mr. Magoo font. And then I'll put my reading glasses when I'm on the radio. Hey, thanks to Laura and at the station, and to the Dello Russos. What a great time. Oh, and then this too, 18 after 6, and we'll get to the news and get to the guys. I don't generally go out to dinner unless, you know, it's usually with sponsors we go out and I go out, but I don't have time. I work and I'm with the kids. This is my life. So I have no relationship, and which apparently Stephanie Dello Russo is going to work on that. But she goes, Joe, you got to find yourself a nice girl. I said, sure, be my guest because I have no time to do anything. But I did stop by on the way home to a place, a great, great restaurant called Alfie's in Warren, New Jersey, with Colonel Jack Jacobs. Colonel Jack Jacobs. This is a Medal of Honor recipient. You hear the Colonel on the show. This is a great American. And you get inspired. You sit down with Jack. He knows more. You know, he was a professor at West Point. And he knows every military conflict. He knows all about the history of the United States. There he is, United States Colonel, you know, and in the Army. And I got to tell you, it was so great. And we talked about what's happening in the Middle East, what we should do in the Middle East, and how we should do certain things. Man, I just I had a great conversation and a great, great dinner. A big shout out to my friend. Very proud to call my friend Colonel Jack Jacobs. And we always appreciate when he's on the show. And I said, Jack, let me take you out to dinner, man, because we appreciate you coming on and all the service that you've done for this country. And what he did, if you Google, again, Jack Jacobs, you see what he did in Vietnam. True American patriot, true American hero. So I'm emboldened that we're on the right track. I'm emboldened with all the people that we have on this program, the tenor of this program. You know, I understand anything that you disagree with, no matter what you are, if you're a libertarian, a Democrat, a liberal, even if you're a socialist, you got the airwaves to chat with us as long as you keep it civil, 877-970-2999. But we will open up the airwaves. But you and I, and I speak, I think, to the bulk of folks listening, Debbie Duhaime, we know which way we got to go and who and and what we got to do. It's an important election coming up, a vital election coming up. Hey, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, there's Debbie. Debbie, you ever go to Alfie's in Warren? You know that restaurant down there?
I haven't been there. I love checking out new restaurants, so that sounds great.
Well, you know, we're all about Michael's of Brooklyn, certainly. And we love Fred and Johnny, and you got to go to Avenue R. Nostrand. There's my plug for Michael's of Brooklyn, which we love. But all the way, a couple hours away on the Jersey side, Alfie's has been there. And everybody in Jersey goes over on that side in that air. All my buddies, Joe Grano goes there, Vic Richel and Frank Bisignano. These are all the guys that are from that area. So me and how cool is that, though? Me and
Jack
the Colonel.
Wow.
The best. That was so cool.
Amazing.
And then Alfie came over, and then Franco the chef came out.
I love that.
You know?
I love when you meet the owners of a restaurant and they take the time to come around to the tables. That's one of the reasons, like, Michael's is so wonderful, you know? Yeah.
Fred is a character. I mean, you go to Michael's of Brooklyn for the ambiance and that great, great cuisine, but when Fred comes out, he should do an act. Fred should do, like, an act, you know, on stage.
But isn't that a nice personal touch when the owner of the restaurant comes up to the tables? I just absolutely love that. It's so nice. Chef, you meet the chef, you're like, whoa, this is awesome.
I know,
you know?
Appreciating, because that's hard work. Hey, Debbie is out there at 621 on AM 970. The Answer, how are we doing this morning on the traffic-wise, Debbie?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. That accident on 78 East out in Hunterdon County getting out toward exit 3, that accident was cleared out of the way. Let's see what else is happening this morning. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the eastbound side of the Gowanus. Stop and go getting up and out toward the Prospect. It's busy. Eastbound BQE getting up past the Battery Tunnel toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down past the LIE. It's kind of busy for you on the northbound Van Wyck getting into Kew Gardens. Cross Bronx West heavy through 3rd. Bruckner West Westbound slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge. You're starting to build here at the inbound side of the GWB, about 10 to 15 minutes in there. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 10. Holland, about 20 minutes getting into town. And over on the island, watch for a problem on Sunrise Highway East out by 112. It's an accident in the process of being cleared. New Haven line of Metro North, a 30-minute delay with police department activity getting up toward that New Haven area. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 49, partly cloudy tomorrow, windy, high of 48. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You hear the wonderful tones of Debbie Duhaime doing traffic every morning like that. It must be balance of nature. It must be the balance of nature. You know? I said, you know, we're all doing balance of nature. You got to call balance of nature. I'm going to give you the number right now, 800-246-8751. Balance of nature is great. Now, I had broccoli rabe yesterday, at Alfie's. I had broccoli rabe. So, because I always eat the broccoli rabe because that is the ultimate antioxidant. I still, when I came home, just to keep it on regimen, I had my balance of nature. I took my nighttime balance of nature that I take. You know, when I tell you ordinary vitamins are made with synthetics, just throw that thought out. And I know it's hard to change your habit. You know, I take my one vitamin and you don't even need that. You need natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That, my friend, is Balance of Nature. You're going to love Balance of Nature. You'll feel better. You'll have mental clarity. People say the skin, their hair is better. Can't tell you enough about Balance of Nature, you know? Now, see how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. And to help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering that 35% off and free shipping offer for you on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. It's a New Year's special. It will not last. So please call now. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer. It is 6:27. You know, so good morning, Frankie. How you doing this morning,
I'm
my friend?
I'm doing great, Joe. Good morning.
Five boroughs and Albert. How you doing, my friend?
No.
Al is right here. And
no,
of course not. So I got home last night. I went in, and I had these cleaning gals, right? And for crying out loud, it's like they hide everything. You can't, like David Copper, it's like David Copperfield, like, did my house. They made everything disappear. I don't know. Is it me?
Well, they're supposed to clean the house, right?
Clean, yeah. And they, that
do you
they
want
do.
Them to leave the pile of dirt somewhere?
No, the floors are great.
Right.
And the bathroom's all clean. But then they try to organize, I guess, and put it, I can't find anything at the house. And they just hide everything. So I get now, and then this.
They close the cabinets instead of leaving them open.
I do the tree, right? We take the tree down with my boy, with Joey. And I take it. Now there's needles all over. So Joey goes, Dad, I'll clean the needles. I said, no. I pay a lot of money for the girls to clean out. They didn't even go near the room. The needles are all over the floor. Only me. I swear to goodness gracious.
We don't do needles, Joe.
I don't do needles.
We do windows. We clean, we close cabinets.
If they tell me that, then they're whack. Then they're absolutely whack.
They're on the island.
They're whack. They're on the island.
This island's getting crowded.
I know.
Might have to take some people off the island.
It's like Manhattan.
You're going to be like, I'm telling you. Because if they, you know, they will say that, we don't
tell everyone, Joe, not to come to your house. They can't find it anyway.
What accent is that?
I have no idea. It's a nondescript accent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm insulting all ethnicities.
Sounded like
right?
the guy from Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen. They may be on Fantasy Island after I'm done with them. These ones, you don't clean. You see the mess in the floor. You clean it up, for God's sake. Oh, we don't do that. Oh, we don't. And then they take this kills me. And again, I shouldn't complain, but I'm just so busy and I just need someone to help. So I go, they clean the dishes and then they put the dishes on the side on the counter. And I have a dishwasher. Why would you hand wash it? Why would you rinse it? Why would you leave them on the counter? You don't put the dishes away. I guess, see, because that's not their specialty. Everybody's got a specialty. So we
said, but I don't get that. You wash the dishes, but you don't put them away.
Exactly right.
And I tell you, I've had more than, but
it's very good. Don't get me wrong, but it's just
it sounds like it's incomplete.
I said to Big Mike, could you please tell them just maybe to put the dishes away? They say we don't even do that. We do that special for Joe. That's like a special deal. Frank, everybody's got an attitude.
Hold on a second. Special deal. We wash your dishes, but we don't put them away. That's what that's the special deal?
They put it, you know, they put the towel down. You know, people do that. They put the towel down, they rinse it off, and it's like, and then they put it back there like that. And anyway, it's my problem. These are first world problems, but, you know, I work so hard. I try to, when somebody asks me to do something, I go, yep, what do you need? Absolutely. I'll be there. Right? Already, I got bookings. People call, I go, yep, done, got it. And we do it. Yeah, only me. But it's all good. First world problems. Hey, did you guys, 6:30 with Joe and Frank and Al on the radio, James Rosen coming up. We got a great show. Jeff Van Drew is on the program this morning, and Joseph Connor. Now, don't forget, tell me about Joseph's dad, Frankie Fibrosis. His father was killed in that Francis Tavern bombing in 1975.
Yeah, his father was a banker, worked in the world of high finance, was only 33 years old. The father was named Frank.
Man.
And now, this was a guy, the father, who worked his way up over 15 years from a lowly clerk to assistant vice president at Morgan Guaranty Trust. And, he was having lunch and a bomb went off. 10 pounds of dynamite had been crammed into this attaché case and slipped into the entrance hallway at Francis Tavern. And it killed him. Killed him along with three other people and, of course, 50 other people injured. This was the result of the FALN terrorists. They said that this was supposedly retaliation for the CIA-ordered bomb that killed three in Puerto Rico 2 weeks earlier. So there's if you walk by Francis Tavern, and I go there actually pretty frequently, there's a memorial plaque with some of the victims' names, including Frank's, hanging in the tavern's window.
How many were killed in that?
Four people killed, 50 injured.
Yeah, geez, 75. And what happened to the terrorist that did that, Frankie?
Well, he's out, and he was actually honored by the former Speaker of the City Council, Melissa Mark Viverito, who is running for Congress now, by the way.
And who, that terrorist was pardoned by who?
Well, he wasn't, I don't think he was pardoned, but he was.
He served his time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Served it. Oh, so there's a time limit.
Yeah, I think he might have been given clemency. I will research it. He definitely was not pardoned, though.
But it was under the Obama administration.
Yeah, Oscar Lopez Rivera.
Yeah, great. So, you know, this is, again, when you hand it off to progressives like that, this is what you get, criminals back on the street. Joe on the radio, it's 6:32 with the guys. And anybody watch it? Do you guys watch the debate?
I watched the first hour,
God bless you.
It's just too late. I can't stay up past 10 p.m. So I watched the first hour, and it was pretty boring. I mean, they take the three most interesting candidates, excluding Bernie, who's interesting, but, you know, we've kind of seen that movie before. The three most interesting candidates in the race, for three very different reasons, are Tulsi Gabbard, Andrew Yang, and Mike Bloomberg. None of them are in the debate.
Yeah, instead, okay, good point.
Instead, you're treated to Tom Steyer and Amy Klobuchar. Now, they're in the debate. Now, Tom
Steyer. I don't know
how
she's still in there. Yeah, I really don't.
It's very interesting. Yeah, so Obama commuted Oscar Lopez Rivera's sentence. He commuted his sentence after he had served about 35 years of a 55-year conviction. But so Tom Steyer, this guy is really weird, right? So I don't know who told this guy that it was a good idea when you're answering questions to stare down the barrel of the camera instead of looking at the moderator. All the other cameras are, excuse me, all the other candidates are looking at the moderator when they're answering the question. This guy, Tom Steyer, is staring right at the lens of the camera. It's like he's staring right at you through your TV screen. You feel like he's going to reach out.
For you.
Yeah, that's exactly what you feel like. It's the creepiest thing in the world. He's staring right down the barrel.
Did you see Will Ferrell? When Will Ferrell did it on Saturday Night Live, it was hysterical. Did you see him? He went right up to the camera.
Weird.
It was great.
And then the guy doesn't answer really any questions. All he does is cite the other candidates and their answers and say that he agrees with them.
I'll be around for a long time. He reminds me
of the kid in class, Joe, that... You know, that raises his hand to answer a question and then just repeats what the other student said and then somehow wants credit for a right answer. I mean, it was a total waste of a spot that could have been given to any of the other candidates. Tulsi, Yang, by the way, Yang endorsed by Dave Chappelle yesterday, your fellow.
There you go. I got to tell you, that's a huge endorsement.
Exactly.
He's already gotten
Norm Macdonald. And who knows who's next?
So he'll win the comedian president.
Well, he is funny.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not.
Somebody said I should run a la Pat Paulson. Remember Pat Paulson ran, the comedian ran as president, and we should do a fake run for president just to do what we want, say what we want. You're so popular, though,
people might actually vote for you, and it could actually siphon off votes
for
Donald Trump.
Yeah, they may think you're serious about it.
So
like,
I would encourage you not to.
We'll get into that when we come back, because we'll talk about the state of New Jersey and the state of the state by Governor Murphy and this millionaire's tax, and you know how Steve Sweeney, the head of the Senate, who is also a Democrat, does not want that, nor does the Speaker of the Assembly want that. It's a mess.
You know what the funny part of that was yesterday? He repeats this appeal for a millionaire's tax. People up in the balcony of the state Senate of the Senate chamber are clapping and cheering and whatever. Yeah. And Sweeney and Coughlin just have their hands like, we're not touching this one. Meanwhile, somebody made the remark in the Star Ledger. The people that are clapping, who do you think is going to end up paying for this tax when they pass it? You are the idiots that are clapping because it's the middle class that's going to end up shouldering the burden.
It's just unfortunate. Nothing personal against the governor, but here's a man from Wall Street. Bring the Wall Street guys in. They're driving everybody out. When you need to bring them in, you need to embrace them and bring them in, because New Jersey is losing thousands of jobs to Florida, to Florida, to Texas, and to other states that have the common sense not to assault the taxpayers.
And just to close the door on the Oscar Lopez Rivera situation, Joseph Conner himself informs me that Lopez turned down the Bill Clinton clemency in 1999, only to be given clemency on Obama's last day in office. And from what I remember in the Clinton case, he turned down clemency because Bill Clinton wanted him to renounce terrorism.
Right, I remember that.
In exchange for clemency, and he wouldn't do it.
But Obama let him out anyway. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Joseph Conner in the 8 o'clock hour. Yes, Al.
No, I just, when we come back, I want to talk about one of the things that Murphy said in his state of the state and how fraudulent his state is.
You better hope Joe rings the bell.
You know, we got a lot to get into too. We're going to talk about the president on talking about Apple refusing to help unlock these terrorists that killed these three servicemen. The Apple will not unlock their phones, and we'll talk about. And also, Michael Avenatti we were talking about how proud we are to be when certain Italian Americans do great things. You know, because you're always proud when your people do something great, because it helps build the United States of America. When I see Avenatti as an Italian, this is embarrassing. This is the guy that went after the president. He had nothing, and now he was arrested by the IRS. So we got a lot to talk about this morning. 6:37 with Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs. Debbie's on the road. Big Al's got headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy continuing to push for that millionaire's tax and highlighting a number of other goals. After delivering his State of the State address yesterday, the governor praised accomplishments from this past year during the speech, including paid family leave, criminal justice reforms, and strengthened gun regulations. He listed other policy items he'll pursue this year, including changing how business views the workforce and how college grads view their level of opportunity. Governor Murphy also vowed to fix New Jersey transit, even if it kills him, and says a capital and strategic plan will be released in the coming days. Two teenagers are in the hospital after injuring themselves with fireworks in Brooklyn. The teens playing with the fireworks around 4:30 yesterday outside Nazareth Regional High School in East Flatbush. Police say a 16-year-old tried to light one, which then exploded in his hand. The teen is seriously hurt but expected to survive. Another 14-year-old has a minor chin injury. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Bucks 128-102. The Nets' two-game win streak over, and Utah Jazz beat them 118-107. Islanders smoked the Red Wings 8-2, while the Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 7-4. College hoops tonight on The Answer. Syracuse takes on Virginia. Pregame at 6:30. The tip is at 7. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to go out to see what's happening here with Metro North. A 30-minute delay on the New Haven line, and that's all due to police department activity getting out through West Haven. Looks like a person struck by a train there. Six trains are back on or close to schedule. New Jersey Transit on the Raritan Valley line, moving okay through Bound Brook. Watch for delays on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up toward 38th Street. A collision there in the process of clearing. It's pretty solid on the northbound Van Wick getting up toward Kew Gardens. Westbound belt slowing down by Kennedy Airport. As you head over to 78 East, getting out toward exit 3, accident cleared out of the way, but you are building, getting out toward exit 18. Inbound GWB, that's 15. Lincoln Tunnel 20. Holland, about 20 minutes into town as well. Over on 84 Eastbound, getting out toward exit 11 in Beacon, an accident is off on the ramp. Sunny today, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies, the Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Soon the Senate will decide if President Trump should be removed from office. Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should be removed. President Trump needs your vote. Just text on your cell phone the word ROCK to 95577. That's ROCK to 95577, and you can vote in Newsmax's poll. Newsmax polls have been cited by all the major media, so let your voice be heard. Take the Newsmax poll. Text the word ROCK to 95577 and vote now. Text and data rates may apply.
You're on the radio. Hey, is that me, Al?
Yes, yes.
Talking with Frank off mic, sorry.
I know.
Hey, you know what we're going to tell you
we
about?
We get very into these food discussions. You got to understand.
You guys don't get. There's a show that goes on. Like, and five times I'm yelling at you. Okay, let's go.
When the commercial starts, that's when the show begins.
Thank you, Frank. But it was kind of political. Yeah, huh? Kind of political. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? So no, I'll tell you what. Are you ready for this? Michael's a Brooklyn Italian trivia question right now. Because this is the day, this and every Wednesday, we're going to give you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn has been around for almost 50 years. They make the best stuff around. You know that. We love Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself. This is a family over there. And my goodness gracious, it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. I keep telling you that. And when you're listening around the country on AM 970, The Answer, pick up Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. All right, here it is. This is the Italian trivia question. 877-970-2999 is the number. The International Puppet Museum boasts a collection of more than 6,000 puppets. Where in Italy is it located? I have no idea. Great question. Al, this is from you?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, wow. This is not a bad question, actually.
Oh,
this is,
it's the Morano seal of approval.
Okay. I love this.
You know, the only problem with the question, and it's a good one. It's a good one.
Got a nitpick.
If I had to pick a problem with the question, Joe, it's too easily Googleable. Like Ken Jennings, the new greatest of all time, Jeopardy champion, he puts out this daily trivia email, and it includes one question that's Google-proof, that you can't Google it. This is
really?
It's too easily Googleable. That's my one issue with it, but it's a much better question than what we've seen.
All right, the International Puppet Museum.
I don't get
Museum.
Paid for this, you know. I mean, really. Jeez.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Big Al, I love this question. The International Puppet Museum boasts a collection
Read
of more
right,
than...
Will you? Say, your eyes, yeah, they're great. 20, what were you calling it? Yeah. Okay.
The International Puppet
All right,
Museum boasts a collection of more than 6,000 puppets. Where in Italy is it located? You know, you tune into the show for vital information. There you go. You got it. You want to know where Frankie, wasn't it yesterday I said to you, gee, I wonder where the International Puppet
That's right.
Museum
you
is.
Did say
Didn't
that.
I say that?
We've been researching it all day yesterday.
Hey. Finish the spot, please. Hey.
877-970-2990. You know what? You can win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce if you answer our trivia question correctly. By the way, if you don't get through on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win now. You know what? Honestly, you don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Staten Island Frank and Al and Debbie on AM 970. We are the answer. So, Governor Murphy did the State of the State address yesterday, I would talk with the leader on the GOP side, Leader Bramnick, and he's on a plane. But we will reach out. Maybe Robert Auth could jump on the air with us, one of our other favorite assemblymen. Robert Auth doing a great job in Jersey. That's Debbie's district, and maybe Robert can join us, Frankie, just
Absolutely.
A little while. And we'll chat with it. James Rosen is going to join us. Love James Rosen. Just one of the best journalists out there, investigative journalists for Sinclair Broadcasting. And we'll be chatting with James, Councilman Joe Borelli. And Jeff Van Drew. Do we ask Jeff, hey, Jeff, you got a couple tickets for the rally down there? For the Donald Trump rally? Do we ask him on the air like that? He's such a good guy. I could have fun with
Absolutely,
him.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
But we're great.
Yeah, he won't turn you down if you ask on the air.
Well, I got to tell you something, though. He was on this show. And then, you see, he's a big, big, big star because he went to the president. He said what the Democrats are doing. And even if you're a Democrat, I just know when you see what's happening, what Nancy Pelosi, and I'm so disappointed in Nancy Pelosi, because when you meet these people and you see that they're good people, when you meet them one-on-one and you chat with them, you know, I always ask when a politician comes on, when you're with the hallways, does Adam Schiff, is his eyes buggy like that when you see him down in the bowels of the Capitol? Is he always like that? You know, and I always ask. So when I could tell you, when we met Nancy Pelosi, she could not have been more gracious. Nancy Pelosi took pictures, was great. She's being torn. There's somebody running the show, whether it's, and again, not to be, you know, conspiratorial, but is it George Soros? Is it the money? Is it the whatever lobbyist it is? Is it the squad has that much? These wayward, poor lost souls that are, they call the squad down there in the Democratic Party. Are they really, they have enough power to muscle Nancy Pelosi? Because this is, it's ridiculous and embarrassing what she's doing. And I know regular Democrats feel that way. But Jeff Andrew was courageous enough, patriotic enough, he cares about the country enough to say, look, I'm done. I'm going to become a Republican. And believe me, I have no love for either party. I've had it with both parties anymore. But Jeff goes, he goes to the president, sits with the president. Mr. President, I'm going to come over. And what I love about Jeff Andrew, loyal to his district. He goes, Mr. President, I need you to come in my district, and you could do a rally in my district. I've said that for years on this show, that if somebody supports the president in New Jersey, you're going to be surprised how many millions of people will show up. I'm telling you. Oh, we can't talk about President Trump. Not in New Jersey. Not in New York. Oh, yes, you can. And Jeff Andrew, you have to love this man's courage for showing up and saying to the president. Now the president said, because Donald Trump, I'm telling you what, he's a loyal guy. You know what I mean? And he goes, yep. He said to Jeff, I'm coming down. And the president is coming to Wildwood, New Jersey. That is huge. That is huge. And you got to applaud Jeff Andrew for making that happen. Joseph Connor, we were just talking about that, co-author of the book, Shattered Lives. This is a fascinating story. And this is a good kid, Joseph Connor. We'll be chatting with him, Ronica Cleary and Michael Goodwin as well. It is 6:49, about 10 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning already. Hey, Frankie, I know we got a break, but Avenatti arrest, the IRS arrest. You always hear the IRS. The IRS assaults all of us. And you know me, I have no love at all for the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. But they went and arrested Michael Avenatti, which is unheard of, because they give you, they let you know ad nauseum with these alerts that you didn't pay $11. Remember, I got assaulted for $11 from the IRS. You know, all right, I'll pay it, for crying out loud, with the interest, you know. But they arrested Avenatti when? Last night it was?
Yesterday around 6 p.m. California time.
Wow.
It was during a break in a disciplinary hearing in Los Angeles over allegations that the lawyer scammed a client out of $840,000. Now, those charges, which, again, is not what he was arrested for by the IRS yesterday, that's in addition to federal charges he's facing regarding extorting Nike. So this guy is in a world of hurt here. So we know he was arrested. There will be a bail hearing today at around 2 o'clock this afternoon, but we don't really know the details of why he was arrested. So it's very interesting.
All right, we'll get into it. It's 6:51 right now. Debbie's on the roads out there looking out for you on this Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Mm-hmm. Check it out, traffic. Good morning to you, Debbie Duhame. How you doing? Any salsa classes yesterday? Nothing.
No, I went to the gym. I did a power class with like the weights and everything. You know, just trying.
But you had your handsome trainer with you?
No, I work out with the trainer on the weekends. During the week, I go to the other gym and I do classes.
I bet you do. Okay.
No, because you know what? I'm so tired during the week. So on the weekend, at least like I can lift more weights and all that kind of stuff, you know, because I have more well-rested.
Full disclosure, I got home so late last night, I did not work out. I always work
out.
I always grab it. Yeah, I didn't work out. See, I'm getting smart in my old days. I said, all right, let me lay off just for a day.
Yeah.
And I just laid off. So you got to do that. But God bless you. Made up for it, Deb, yesterday. So. Good for you.
An hour and a half workout. Sometimes you're better off to sleep than work out when you're really beat.
I know.
Realize
you're
that.
You're absolutely right.
Last night I went to bed at 8. I was like out cold, you know. Woo! You got to sleep,
Debbie,
you know?
We are partiers. We are the partiers, I'll tell you.
It was a wild early bird special, you know? I'm ready. Let's go check out the new restaurant.
652 on AM 970, The Answer with the great Debbie Duhaime.
Joe, let's take it out to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays Hoboken to 33rd and Hoboken to World Trade. It's all due to some ongoing issues there. Major problems with Metro North on the New Haven line. At least a 30-minute delay with police department activity. This involves a person struck by a train out near West Haven. If you're heading to the downtown B and C trains, delays with some ongoing mechanical problems as well. Inbound side of the GWB, that's going to be 20. Lincoln 25, Holland 25. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 21 South, getting down toward Clay Street in Newark. Garden State Parkway North at 137, an accident there. Southbound Garden State Parkway 132, a collision. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus, moving slowly up by 38th Street. Police department activity over on that ramp. Very busy on the Harlem River Drive South, getting down toward the 140s. And Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out toward East Islip, getting reports of a crash. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will turn out mostly sunny with a milder afternoon and a high of 52. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds late tonight with a shower in the area late at night, a low of 43. For tomorrow, becoming very windy with times of clouds and sunshine, winds will gust to 40 miles per hour. The morning high 49, then temperature will drop into the upper 30s by sunset. For Friday, sunshine breezy and much colder, the high just 32. AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah, Joe Lundberg. Thank you, Joe. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:56 with Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Retro Fitness. I'm very passionate about trying to stay in shape anyway, you know, so much so that we actually invested into a gym in Flemington, New Jersey. Stacy was on the show yesterday, my business partner, gal pal, who was just great. This gym in Flemington, this Retro Fitness in Flemington, you will love. But you know what? We go to corporate, because Retro Fitness, you see it all over the country, right? And they are great. Great gyms, and I'm a gym guy, so I know great gyms. Retro Fitness does it right. Now they have this BOGO deal, and now it doesn't mean buy one, get one. I mean buy one, give one. This is the best promotion. I got to tell you, I speak to you because, you know, I'm not going to try to tell you something that's not going to serve you well because I love you for listening. You can give away a membership if you buy one. Buy one, give one. How cool is this? I mean, honestly, other gyms, you buy one, get one. Do you do this? You do that. We created this offer at Retro with no gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership. You give a year membership away for free. And that free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They could come to a Retro Fitness anytime, anywhere, any of our clubs around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you in Flemington, New Jersey at the Retro Fitness down there. You could talk to Stacy directly at Flemington at the Retro Fitness down there, 908-238-3695. 908-238-3695. Or you can go to retrofitness.com and then look for Flemington. We'd love to see you down there. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Cattullo and Debbie Duhane. You're very humble, ready for drive time players on AM 970 The Answer. James Rosen's coming up in the next hour. This is one of the most, this is one of the great journalists of our time. And he is a fun guy, and we're going to get into talking about their Iran tensions and talking about Spiro Agnew. Who? What? And General Flynn taking back his guilty plea? Huge news. James Rosen live in the next hour right here. Joe Borelli will join us. Congressman Jeff Andrew. Yes, that Jeff Andrew, the man we've always loved from the 2nd District. He is a Republican now. He just switched parties. We will talk with the congressman coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Joseph Connor, Ronica Cleary, and another spectacular journalist from the New York Post, Michael Goodwin, on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs put together a show for you this morning. We don't want you to go anywhere. You keep it right there. AM 970 The Answer. AM 970 The Answer.com. Piscopo, Morano, Cattullo, and Debbie Duhame on the radio.
Come News, up. Opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Several families are displaced after a fire tore through a Bronx apartment building early this morning. Fire officials say one firefighter suffered minor injuries battling the blaze. Broke out around 1:30 at a building on Morris Avenue in the Mount Hope section. The cause is not yet known. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will announce its 2020 inductees this morning. 16 artists are on the ballot this year, spanning the musical spectrum. Rockers, the Doobie Brothers, Judas Priest, Soundgarden, Motorhead, and Thin Lizzy are up, alongside Whitney Houston, rapper Biggie Smalls, and the funk band Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. In sports, the Knicks lost to the Bucks 128-102. Jazz over the Nets 118-107. Islanders smoking the Red Wings 8-2. The Devils lost to the Maple Leafs 7-4.